top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Thursday, March 21st. In the headlines, Justice Dr. Irvin Andre encourages members of Dominica's judiciary to regain their moral standing and execute their legal duties without fear or bias or egocentric fantasy.
95DA.com.
The Board of Directors of the Development Bank of Latin America and the Caribbean has approved applications from Grenada, Barbados, and Jamaica to join its membership as Series C shareholders. And implementation of a Republican-backed Texas law permitting state law enforcement to arrest individuals suspected of unlawfully crossing the U.S.-Mexico border was once again blocked by a court on Tuesday.
Right on cue.
Details coming up next.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Toronto-based Dominican Justice Dr. Irvin Andre is calling on members of the judiciary in Dominica to regain their moral standing and execute their legal duties without fear or bias or egocentric fantasies. Justice Andre referenced the recent concerns brought up by His Lordship Justice Colin Williams for a fairer and timely hearing of cases at the High Court, as some 119 persons have not had their cases heard for years. Justice Andre also referred to the abuse of power exercised by a resident judge in recent times, in clear violation of normal practices by other territories within the Eastern Caribbean.
Well, I hope the judge reflects, and his colleagues also, that they have a role to play in the proper functioning of the justice system. I hope they realize that if they don't play that role, they become complicit in what they complain about. We know that there are significant issues with the magistracy, but the problems are not limited to the magistracy. Bear in mind that not too long ago, we had a judge who she was in Dominica for 13 years, which was very much in contravention of the policy that a judge should only be in a certain island for a limited number of years to avoid contamination, to avoid being infected with the virus of partiality. And under that judge, who was a known sympathizer of the political directorate, many cases became buried, cases which did not have the privilege of Lazarus to be resurrected, because arguably that was part of the whole unsorry scheme of things.
And that was Justice Dr. Irvin Andre. Former IMF financial economist and United Workers Party leader Dr. Thompson Fontaine announced a major economic forum from June 4th to 6, 2024, aiming to foster discussions on economic advancement for Dominicans. Dr. Fontaine stated that the United Workers Party will collaborate with various stakeholders in this venture. The forum will seek to stimulate discussions around strategies for fostering economic growth. Fontaine emphasized the government officials and other key stakeholders in the private sector are invited and are expected to participate in the event.
We, the United Workers Party, Team Dominica, together with other groups, we are planning this major economic conference that is now scheduled for June 4th to 6th. So put that on your calendar. From the 4th to the 6th of June, we're going to be having a major economic conference in Dominica where we'll put forward some serious plans, some serious ideas for growth for growth in Dominica. We are planning for, basically, we're going to sit together. We'll be inviting government, we'll be inviting private sector, we'll be inviting everybody, because the economy is not about one side, it's not about one set. Even if it has been planned by Team Dominica, it will include everybody. We want to sit and discuss and plan on the best way forward for Dominica. So make that a date, all right? Put that on your calendar, June 4th to 6th. We'll be having this major economic conference in Dominica, and we'll be giving you a lot more information.
Dr. Fontaine further emphasized that the forum will prioritize the engagement of young people in Dominica and their role in stimulating economic activity in their country.
Definitely the focus on young people, the focus on getting that economic activity, spurring that economic activity, that is where we are going to do. Yes, definitely, we've been inviting Carlos Christian to this. He certainly has something to offer. As a former Auditor General in Dominica, I'm sure he has something to offer, and I hope he will accept the invitation to be a part of that conference in Dominica. That's what we're about, you know. We're about Dominica and Dominicans and doing the best for Dominica. We need your support.
Dr. Thompson Fontaine, leader of the United Workers' Party. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerridge announced on Tuesday that he will lead a delegation on a week-long visit to China to mark the occasion of the 20th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the Commonwealth of Dominica and the People's Republic of China. On this visit, the Dominican leader says he will meet with President of the People's Republic of China, Xi Jinping, Premier Li Qiang, and other members of the Standing Committee of the Political Bureau of the Communist Party of China. Mr. Skerridge added that he will hold discussions with leaders of China's top state-owned enterprises, officials of the Ministry of Commerce and China Global Advisory, and address the Boa Forum for Asia Annual Conference 2024, which will be held in Boa, South China's Hainan Province. The Prime Minister is accompanied by the Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Melissa Popon-Skerridge, Minister for Finance, Economic Development, Climate Resilience and Social Security, Dr. Irvin McIntyre, Minister for Foreign Affairs, International Business, Trade and Energy, Vince Henderson, and Minister for Tourism, Dennis Charles Pemberton, and others.
I also want to give you a quick preview of plans to observe the 20th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between Dominica and China. I will lead a delegation to the People's Republic of China this week on the invitation of the Chinese government. I think it's important to mark this occasion because there can be no argument that our partnership with China has resulted in significant benefits for Dominica. Across the length and breadth of Dominica, we see the tangible investments in health, agriculture, education, and infrastructural development. In the aftermath of two disasters, China gave valuable support to rehabilitate infrastructure and rebuild livelihoods, and provided life-saving vaccines and health equipment to assist in the management of COVID-19. So China has been good to Dominica, and I look forward to the opportunity to convey our gratitude to the leadership of China in the next few days. I will, during my official visit to China, hold meetings with the President of China, the Premier of China, among other high-ranking officials of the government of the People's Republic of China.
And that was Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerridge. In Mr. Skerridge's absence from the state, Minister for Public Works, Public Utilities and Digital Economy, Fidel Grant, will serve as acting Prime Minister. Rosie Sparks Movement leader Rosie Felix has highlighted concerning evidence in Dominica, suggesting a resurgence of conditions akin to the era of slavery, which is impacting the nation and its citizens. She emphasized that this resurgence manifests in various forms, affecting democracy, freedom, and social well-being. Felix also addressed several pressing issues confronting the country, including the need for increased employment opportunities for young Dominicans.
For context, here is what can be considered evidence of the return of slavery to Grand Bay and Dominica and its threat to our democracy, freedom, and social well-being. Do you agree slavery come back to Grand Bay? Slavery come back in more ways than one. It come back in some old ways and in some new ways. Here's what I mean. We have increasing unemployment and poverty. We have handout and cool out. Pan and Wagner, handout and cool out instead of jobs and proper pay for proper work. Or fair pay for fair work. NEP workers doing similar plantation work and not being paid adequately and on time. And on top of that, you pass a palais. You say your palais, you can fire you.
Nurse Felix has brought attention to additional challenges confronting the nation, such as the persistent persecution of political opposition members, an issue that has endured for too many years.
You have persecution of the political opponents, harassment of political activists. Chikmwe, you can harass Awozo. I put up a little placard by the Negma one and see a car of police come and drag it out. You would swear it's marijuana and cocaine they were ripping off and bringing it to police station. Oppression and repression and large-scale victimization of non-government supporters is evidence of the modern slavery. Strategic, that is deliberate weakening, compromising, and in some cases, dismantling of public institutions. The more they talk about sustainable development goals, is the more they do everything not to achieve those goals. One of the sustainable development goals is strong institutions and peace. But in Dominica, two institutions, Skarika de Kale se institutiona, Evese Muna Pakapale, Isiope. Sa se modern slavery.
And that was Nurse Rosie Felix of the Rosie Sparks Movement. The Rotary Club of Dominica is excited to unveil the much-anticipated finals of the 9th Annual National Secondary Schools Literacy Quiz Competition, taking place on March 22, 2024, at the Prevo Cinema Ballroom. The event will kick off at 2 p.m. 6 finalist schools will vie for top honors in what promises to be a gripping showdown: Dominica Grammar School, St. Mary's Academy, Orion Academy, Castlebrook Secondary School, Northeast Comprehensive School, and the Convent High School. Anticipation is high for an electrifying competition. Themed Building Strong Communities Through Literacy, the competition aims to promote youth involvement in global literacy initiatives while nurturing intellectual engagement, reinforcing learning, and fostering a passion for reading. The Rotary Club of Dominica extends heartfelt gratitude to the Ministry of Education and Human Resource Development, principals, teachers, parents, and participants for their unwavering commitment and dedication, which have been pivotal to the competition's success year after year. Established on July 1st, 1974, the Rotary Club of Dominica is part of District 7030, spanning from St. Kitts to Suriname, comprising 75 clubs and over 3,200 Rotarians. Former agency manager of Surgical Life and president of the Dominica Association of Evangelical Churches, Pastor Randy Rodney, is advising the government of Dominica to take a page from the retaliation of the people of Haiti towards their government and why Haiti's government collapsed, an unfortunate turn of events caused by the greed of influential politicians who formed the government.
Haiti really and truly has been the initiator of revolutions in the Caribbean. Haiti is the first country that decided that slavery was going to be no more, you know, while the rest of us were calm and passive, just as we are now. And I believe they have that same fighting spirit. And if you understand what has happened there, they have taken plenty. They have taken a lot. And I paid attention to a couple interviews with a gentleman they call the rebel. And I understand Barbecue's position, quite honestly. All Barbecue is asking for is a government that they elect. And they want a government that they elect to do the business that should be done. And he lists so many areas that Haiti is struggling in. And what has happened over the years with varied multinational companies, even governments around the world, they have abused Haiti because they have met people who were only interested in fattening themselves at the expense of the people. And so Haiti has been at the brunt of blows from the French, from the British, from even the US, okay? At the brunt of blows all the time. When we thought that Mr. Bill Clinton was going to do help Haiti, go and check it out. Go and check the American accounts. You'll find out that Mr. Clinton did get $20 million to help Haiti. We don't know that the dollars got into Haiti and so on. So Haiti has been at the brunt of that. And some people are saying enough is enough.
Pastor Rodney is cautioning the DLP administration to do what is right by the people of Dominica and increase the spending power of the citizens. He also cautions government officials against the malpractice of self-enrichment using state assets and resources, and calls on the regime to refrain from interfering in the affairs of the Electoral Commission.
And all I'm asking is that we do what we need to do rightly. And right does not always mean that you have to pocket what you have. Begin to do what needs to be done rightly. For example, which is in the connecting thing on our talking points commentary this evening. You see this electoral reform process that Prime Minister Skerrit has been kicking down the barrel now for years and making juju bum bum out of Dominicans, that he 100 days, 200 days, this one come, this one done, as another report is there, and this one is done. One of those days, Mr. Skerrit have to regret that he's kicking that down the barrel, you know. I'm not asking that, I'm telling you that. He himself and all the people around him will regret. You know why? Because we all know, say, justice delayed is thus justice denied.
President of the Dominica Association of Evangelical Churches, Pastor Randy Rodney. In other news, Grenada, along with Barbados and Jamaica, has been approved by the Board of Directors of the Development Bank of Latin America and the Caribbean to become Series C stakeholders, according to recent developments. The decision made during a meeting in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, allows for the incorporation of new Caribbean countries into the bank's membership. A recent news release from CEF, also known as the CAF, highlighted the significance of this move in providing access to technical, financial, and knowledge services offered by the bank to improve the quality of life for citizens of these countries. Under the agreement establishing CEF, ordinary capital stock is distributed across three series, A, B, and C. Grenada, as part of the ordinary Series C stakeholders, so that's shareholders, is allocated $694,000, registered shares valued at $5,000 each, totaling $3,470,000. Additionally, the guaranteed capital stock Series C comprises of $700,000, that's registered shares, also valued at $5,000 each, amounting to $3,500,000. Sergio Diaz Grandores, executive president of CEF, expressed the significance of this expansion into the Caribbean region, noting that it would enhance CEF's role as one of the main sources of multilateral financing in the region. He highlighted the bank's commitment to promoting regional integration and sustainable development, particularly in addressing the unique challenges faced by Caribbean islands and small states, such as the disproportionate impacts of climate change. And the Republican-backed Texas law that would empower law enforcement authorities in the state to arrest people suspected of illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border was blocked again late on Tuesday by a federal appeals court, just hours after the U.S. Supreme Court had cleared the way for it to go into effect.
Texas law enforcement can no longer arrest people suspected of illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border again, just hours after the country's top court said that for now they could. The legal whiplash came from an appeals court who halted the enforcement of the Republican-backed state law ahead of oral arguments on the issue scheduled for Wednesday morning. Earlier on Tuesday, the U.S. Supreme Court had cleared the way for it to go into effect before the appeals court decides on its legality, ruling 6-3 along the justices' ideological lines. The judicial back and forth began last December, shortly after Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed the contentious measure to criminalize unauthorized border crossings into law.
I have used a clause in the Constitution that empowers states to defend themselves.
Abbott has said the state law is needed due to President Joe Biden's failure to enforce federal laws to criminalize illegal entry or reentry, leaving Texas to, quote, fend for itself. The state law's penalties threaten offenders with up to 20 years in prison. The Biden administration sued in January to block the measure, arguing that it violates the U.S. Constitution and federal law by interfering with the U.S. government's power to regulate immigration. And various courts have paused and unpaused its enforcement as the case has traveled through layers of the legal system. Biden's approach to the record numbers of migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border has drawn sharp criticism from Republicans. However, in February, it was Republicans who scuttled a bipartisan Senate deal that would have bolstered border security and tightened immigration laws after Donald Trump pushed members of his party to reject it. Biden said blame for the bill's failure lay with the pressure from Trump, who, quote, thinks it's bad for him politically.
That's the morning news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Justice Dr. Irvin Andre encourages members of Dominica's judiciary to regain their moral standing and execute their legal duties without fear or bias or egocentric fantasy. The board of directors of the Development Bank of Latin America and the Caribbean has approved applications from Grenada, Barbados, and Jamaica to join its membership as Series C shareholders. And implementation of a Republican-backed Texas law permitting state law enforcement to arrest individuals suspected of illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border was once again blocked by a court on Tuesday. 95. I've been your presenter, Felice Valman. DA.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and